In the name of one whose story we celebrate this night, amen. A friend of mine had her first child about a year ago, and if you log on to Facebook, or if any of us, her friends, log on to Facebook, we will see several shots throughout the day of what is going on with her child. She's one of those parents. But there was a great photo the other day that took me back. And it was the picture of her child holding up a book, demanding that it be read to her again and again. Does this sound familiar? Because you see, every year I unpack my childhood Christmas books that have been passed down to me, and I have to look through them, yes, 43 years later. There are the classics that the images are burned into my brains, such as the pink candy-striped version of The Night Before Christmas. No other version will do, absolutely not. Or there's one that I can guess most of you have in your house, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, always a good one. And one of my personal favorites was Eloise at Christmas Time, where I was introduced to the idea that someone could actually live in a hotel, and that it was a really cool place to be in New York City on Christmas Eve. And then there were family favorites, which included Away in a Manger, which actually became the bedtime prayer in my family. The spine is worn and broken. And then there was the Advent Chain of Stars, which I particularly liked because my sister had colored in the back of the book. And I know it was my sister because I would never do that to a book. But it got me thinking, this child, this image of the child looking up, begging, it got me thinking about, do you remember what your favorite childhood book was? Or if you're a parent, I'm guessing you have not forgotten what your child's favorite book was because you read it to them over 100 times. You know, at least the holiday books stand a chance of being put back on the shelf for 11 months out of the year. But there are those other stories, Goodnight Moon, Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, Where the Wild Things Are. I mean, I could go on all night listing books, but I hope that you have some recollection of the story or of the pictures, or maybe it's just the recollection of having the comfort of your parent to read to you. Because you see, this night we gather here to hear again the story of the birth of Emmanuel, God with us, Messiah, Jesus. And we have heard this story so many times that almost all of the pictures have beloved scribbles on them from one child or another. And the pages of this story are dog-eared, and the cover is ripped and falling off, the spine broken so you can see the weave on the inside. This night, we tell a well-worn, well-loved story. And we each have our own image of the manger that we ponder on in our own hearts. And just as most of us who gather here every year have our own favorite part of the service, where Jesus' birth comes alive for us. Maybe it's like a favorite page in your favorite book, and it happens when we sing, O Come All Ye Faithful, or when you walk into the church that apparently smells like pine. I really can't tell you right now. But you see the church decorated in all of its finery, or it's seeing the Jesus window lit up at night, or it's coming to the rail and receiving communion with your family gathered round, or it's the traditional favorite which donned our Christmas card this year, singing Silent Night to candlelight. Like a well-loved story, we come together tonight to hear it once again. And we gather tonight on this most holy night of all nights. And we know that hearing the story once is not enough. And so we come on this evening like children with our favorite book, and we're holding it up saying, again, again, tell us the story again. It's a story we need. It's a story that we want. This rephrase of again and again was brought to me in a different and quite eloquent way in an article I read in Time magazine about Eartharian Cousin, who is the head of the UN World Food Program, and she feeds just about 95 million people a year. And at the end of the article, she made a profound statement. No matter how often we are fed, we have to eat again and again. This night, we too hunger. We hunger to hear this story, not just once, but again and again, because each time it's repeated in the scripture and in the hymns and in our time together, it nourishes our faith. But the challenge is to keep this story with us each and every day, not just this night. The challenge is to not put Jesus back in the box with all of the Christmas books and the nativity sets. Rather, it's to keep the image of Jesus with us as we leave here. Tonight, we gather, many of us with family or friends, to hear the story again in our beautiful sanctuary with familiar faces. But like Mary, the mother of Jesus, we're called to do more. We're called to ponder what this birth means to us. How do we begin to live our lives or continue to live our lives in the manner of Jesus? Like the shepherds who are called to respond to the angelic message, to leave the comfort of their caves or fields or their warm homes, they're called to go and seek Jesus. And to seek Jesus and then go and tell the good news. And Jesus reminds us, it's not tell the good news to our friends, although that's a good one, but we're called to tell the good news and to seek Jesus in the poor, in the homeless, and in the hungry, and in the needy, and in the oppressed. In our joy of hearing the story this night of the birth of Jesus, we're to carry that story with us, not just through the 12 days of Christmas, but for the next 365 days until we come back to hear it again. Until we gather one more time, anxious and waiting for the words that are so familiar to us. Such as, in those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, wrapped him in bands of cloth, laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. Shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angel coming and saying, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is the Messiah, the Lord." Glory to God in the highest heaven. And the shepherds went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And they left and told the good news, and all who heard it were amazed. But Mary, Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The story we hear this night, the story that we beg to hear again and again, is not just the story of Jesus, but it's our story. It's the story of all of Christianity, the story of God coming to be with us. So this night, this most holy of all nights, let the story stay alive, and let it be told over and over again. Let it be told in your words. Let it be told in your actions as you go forth and tell the good news of God with us, Jesus the Christ. Amen.